This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us on a pretty cold day all over the country. We're here to have a good time with you, bring you up to the week's news. Rhonda Gray, my co-host, is with me here, along with Leo Honeycutt, also a co-host, who's with us every week to talk about so many different events. Hope you guys are ready to get lively here today. Right, Rhonda? Right, Leo? Yeah.
Lots to talk about. Women are marching. The government shut down.
Well, first of all, that was my question directly to Leo. Leo, I don't know why you're even here today. I mean, the government shut down. Our lives are impacted. You can't do a thing. It's a catastrophe. The government is shut down, and how do you drive on the roads? There's nothing happening. Well, actually, I looked at the only thing that you know what you can't do today?
What?
You can't go to the Grand Teton National Park because you can go for 4 hours. They're only open for 4 hours because of the government shutdown, or you can't go to the Washington Memorial. Now, in Grand Teton...
I can strike that off this afternoon. So what is open?
It's 2 degrees below zero, but and I'm sure there's massive lines at the Grand Teton National Park to go. So, you know,
excited that our national parks have emergency openings.
It's another one of these hoaxes. The post office is open. You get your Social Security checks. Most museums and monuments are open at least part-time. Airports are not affected in any way. Military's not affected. I can go on and on. You can still get a passport. Immigration services are fully available. And then, oh, my gosh, these poor federal workers are not going to be paid. Friday was payday. This past Friday was payday, which means you go 2 more weeks, right? Oh, they're not going to get paid. They can't feed their family. They got 2 more weeks before the next payday. So, you know, the hooey from Republicans and Democrats alike is just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you're going to get some email on that.
but I'm saying, from a practical point of view, if they shut down for a few days, it's not the end of the world. But it seems like, so we got to bring in all these other things into it. We got to bring in the dreamers, and we got to bring all this thing into the government shutdown. This is just to continue the government to keep going for a couple of weeks till you can kind of work these things out. To me, it just shows the great dysfunction. We had a U.S. senator from Louisiana saying that our government, our system of government was created by geniuses but run by idiots, is what the quote of John Kennedy was this week. John Kennedy, the U.S. senator from Louisiana.
Yes,
that's right.
No.
But I mean, it just seems like there's got to be some way that both sides can get together. And of course, we've got the Democrats now, Chuck Schumer, who's saying, well, we're not about to do this unless we build in all these other things to it. We got to have the immigration reform. All this is into the shutdown. 2013, you had Chuck Schumer standing up saying how ridiculous it was to tie anything else to the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Republicans and Democrats alike are just as two-faced. They're out to gain their own little edge. And luckily, we've got a guest later on the show here today who's going to talk about the very same thing, about the necessity of a third party. I can sure see the necessity for a third party.
They interviewed somebody on CBS just a couple of days ago, and she said, I would call what's going on all these knuckleheads in Washington adolescents. But she said that would be an insult to adolescents.
Well, it just seems like, and I know that Trump is incendiary, but I don't think it helps for Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer goes and has an hour and a half meeting. Schumer, to most of you out there, is the Democratic minority leader. And then every time he meets with Trump, he runs. They must clear a lane for him. So he can run at top speed out to the White House and call a press conference and go ahead through everything they discussed and beat up on the president. And the president should be beat up on. The guy is just off in a different world. But you got to find some reasonable voices up there to find a middle ground just to say, no, look, we got to tone down the rhetoric. Let's keep the government open. Let's go for a month or two and try to find some solutions. Sure, we got to do something about the Dreamers, but it's not unreasonable, in my opinion, Ron. I want to hear your opinion, because often you go off the deep end, depending on kind of what. But
I'm waiting.
Isn't it
reasonable
to say, okay, well, we're stuck with these 800,000 kids who were brought into this country illegally, so let's go ahead and legalize them. But while we do so, let's put together a whole immigration program in force. We started this in 1965. Then we legalized all these
people. Okay, I really don't know why. Why don't the parents just get naturalized? There's a process for this. I'm missing something here. All the people that are supposed to be here illegal, why don't they just get naturalized?
Well, because if they do, they have to go ahead and admit we're in the United States, and so then they have to.
We know they're here.
You what?
We know they're here. What do you mean, admit? You mean,
well,
start paying taxes?
Well, if you file an application saying, I want to be naturalized, I'm living at 3502 to Hoboken,
yeah,
New
right,
Jersey,
right.
Then you are susceptible
to becoming... You're about to be deported.
You might be deported. So, yeah, so that's why
the people who are being deported are the ones who are here illegally.
Okay, then. All right. So how are they making a living? Are they being paid in cash?
Well, no, because you've got states like California that give you a social, give you a full identification, and you pay your taxes, and many of those folks carry right under the system. There is no crackdown. We've had no crackdown on employers who hire illegal immigrants. There's no penalties if you hire illegal immigrants. So all these folks have just been allowed to subsist right there. The Obama administration put a complete freeze on any type of enforcement procedure to where you could check on the illegals going on. So we've had this limbo, and it's not fair. I understand to these kids it's not fair, but somebody needs to know what the rules are. Look, I'm going to watch the NFL playoffs today, and I hope they follow the rules. I know what the rules are. But you don't know what the rules are. Who's enforcing what? You've got the sanctuary cities like New Orleans, down where we live.
Or San Francisco. Or
that's right. Uh-huh.
Los Angeles.
And so shouldn't there be some kind of uniform standard for the immigration flow that takes place in this country? There are guidelines. We have for many, many years said, well, if you're in the country, then your family gets first priority and your brothers and sisters and Uncle Joe, rather than bringing in talent into this country. That's the debate that needs to take place. But rather than having this debate carrying on and taking place, we have all this infighting going on, getting the edge politically. And that's what's doing such a disservice to this country, both Democrats and Republicans.
Well, but if we just follow, you're right, follow the rules, and if they should go ahead and just get naturalized. I have a number of friends who are from some other country, and they just went through the process, and they got naturalized. They're citizens. What's the problem?
Because you have the chance of being deported. In other words, if you're here, if you apply to come in from outside the country.
So the 30 million people who are supposed to be here illegally are afraid they're going to get deported.
That's right. And we've seen some examples. Last week we saw some guy put on a plane, and that's a whole different issue. I saw him being put on the plane, his wife, and we're all tearful. Oh, my gosh, my poor husband's got to go back to Mexico. And my answer was, why didn't she? You know, if I had to take a job and go to Saudi Arabia for 3 years, my job, I'd expect my wife to come with me, my kids to come with me.
Right.
A great experience. But this guy is he's going back to Mexico, but he should be able to stay. Well, go back with him. Go on back home with him. So I didn't like that at all, Ron.
Why didn't he just become naturalized?
Because if he applied to become naturalized, he's saying, I'm here illegally, and he could be deported.
Which he was.
Right.
What, but
Leo, now if you go and turn yourself in for the process, you're deported, and it's 10 years before you're allowed to reapply.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you're stuck there.
Ow.
So, no, it's a tough thing if you're here illegally. And then, you know, if you've got a crime on your record, I'll tell you when we come back about a guy in San Antonio, Texas, rather in Austin, Texas, who stole my cell phone and laptop. I wrote to the sheriff and said, deport this son of a gun. He's an illegal alien, and he stole my laptop, and he stole my cell phone. I haven't heard anything from him. I'm sure he'll be a natural citizen. I'm sure he'll be right on board. So we got more to talk about. We're riled up here today, folks. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. Our website, RadioCommonSense.com. We've got a lively show, much to talk about. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
That's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt is here with me. We're having a lively debate about immigration. Also want to talk about Donald Trump, since you brought it up, Leo, off the air, about Trump's popularity. If you look at the areas where Trump got his biggest majorities, in West Virginia coal country, 10 years ago, West Virginia coal country went all Democrat, voted for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Were strictly Democratic states.
Mm-hmm.
Against Hillary Clinton, they gave Donald Trump like 80% of the vote. 80% of the vote. Hillary got less, like 16-17% of the vote. Today, if you go back into West Virginia, the area is desolate. It's very poor. There are no jobs. And Trump's popularity is higher than it's ever been before. What is the magic about this guy that he can create such chaos in Washington, D.C.? He can talk so much about a populace when he ran for office, saying we were going to bring these jobs back and we were going to clean up Wall Street. And now it seems like not only have none of these things been done, he's catering to Wall Street. There is no wall going up, no real jobs coming back. What's the secret to the huge success in areas of that Trump carried so well? He's still very popular in the Deep South. But West Virginia just amazed me. This is a Wall Street Journal article yesterday I was reading, saying how high his popularity is. People that believed in Donald Trump, particularly blue-collar workers, seem to be hanging in there with him very well.
I think one thing is that all this cutting of regulations gives them hope that some of these jobs are coming back. I mean, they've heard for many years all the environmental regulations and things that are costing them jobs. I don't know if coal jobs are going to come back, but any increase at all, I think they see him as trying there and fighting for an industry that's really been on the down slide for several years. So I think that's one thing that appeals to them.
Well, we become the victims of our own success because in the technology this country's produced, I'm talking about everything from petrol to electric and electronics, we've made the world so small now to where anything can be manufactured anywhere. And there's no way you're going to reach parity when you're paying people in this country $20 an hour or $30 an hour with people in China who are being paid $5 a day. You're not ever going to equalize that. And that's the reason.
But Trump said he could do it. He was going to bring those jobs back, and he has not done so. And so he's been there for only a year. This is Wall Street Journal, though. 39% of those in a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll this month approved of Mr. Trump's job performance. 39%. Those hardcore supporters, defined as Republicans who backed Mr. Trump because they liked him, not because they simply preferred him to Mrs. Clinton, the figure was 95%.
Wow.
95%. I mean, this guy has a huge backing. Now, I could see if you're a little more well-to-do. I mean, the stock market, that which is another thing, has gone crazy. I mean, 26,000, you know, the points are up there. And here you've got, as far as successes for Trump, you've got Apple now that is going to bring back, $300 billion mm-hmm. in cash mm-hmm. back into this country, yeah. paying $35 billion in taxes to the federal government. And so.
And building a new campus.
Yeah. And so you look at that, you look
20, at 20,000 jobs.
You look at the stock market, then sure, look, those of us who have some money in the stock market, you got to say, well, something's going on. You know, let's don't rock the boat. Whatever Trump's doing, he may be controversial, but we've sure seen a huge increase in our net worth.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a hard time understanding how that blue-collar worker who does not have the job still has that kind of devotion.
Well, because the candidate is always different than the office holder. Because as the candidate, you have to make promises that people want to hear. You can't actually tell the truth when you're running for office. That's the reason why you understand things like that. And, you know, because once you get into office and then you want to run into the brick wall called Congress, which is so divided right now that, you know, they've got their own little wars going on in the back rooms. It's not going to change that.
And there has been some job growth, and we are creating some. Unemployment's down. So some of these people are getting back to work, maybe not all coal jobs, but they're getting back to work.
I think there's a lot of people who just have given up.
Possibly.
Well, does Trump get the credit for that? I mean, Why is the stock market over 26,000? Why is unemployment down?
Because they've already seen on the books and the companies that this dropping their corporate rate from 35% down to 20% is going to reflect so well on the bottom line, they're in the stock market themselves buying back their own stock.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's good if you're a shareholder.
Well, but you just said that Apple, for example, is giving all their employees $2,500. Every single employee with Apple gets $2,500, and they say because of the president's tax policy.
Right.
It's more friendly to bring
right.
all this money back into the country.
And it is.
It'll be taxed at a lower rate. So, I mean, that is kind of a plus for Trump then, isn't it?
It's a good bump. It's a short-term bump. What, how it's going to play out in the long term, I'm not so sure is going to be good. Not when you're totaling a $20 trillion debt.
I agree. It's the same thing that Walmart did, giving some small bonuses
right.
and raising a minimum wage for their employees
right.
a little bit. But you're right. Does that last the year once they get their small bonus? Next year the same? And I don't know.
Well, of course, politics, we live from day to day and week to week. And, you know, oh, Lord, just get me through the next election has always been the mantra of political officials when I was in office. Just don't worry about later on down the line. So, well, he said it's an interesting, confusing, contradictory time to where Trump can be so incendiary. And I think, which brings up the question, do you think to some people, is Donald Trump that dangerous? Is it all bluster? I mean, he says some outrageous things that no president in the history of our country has ever said before. Is that just all bluster, though? Is there a method to his madness?
Every politician and everybody at that level has to be an egomaniac of some level. You know, you have to be an egomaniac to want to go through a campaign. You have to.
Uh-huh.
You have to believe so much in yourself that you believe you're the smartest guy in the room. And Donald Trump believes he's the smartest guy in the world.
Well, Jim mentioned earlier about Chuck Schumer coming over for the cheeseburger lunch at the White House. I think all that's political theater. I think, you know, absolutely Donald Trump knows he's going to run out to the curb and get on in front of the cameras and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's disappointed and crushed when he sees that happening. I think he absolutely knows it. I think it's, you're right, a lot of these people are just playing out political theater,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go play to their base, which is why I can't wait for our guest that's going to talk about third parties.
That's right. Well, we've got him coming up next, Professor Steve Nieborowski. He's a UCLA professor who heads up a movement called... what your options are.
Anybody but them.
None of the above.
Yeah. That's right. So we'll see what he has to say about, is a third party really viable? And is that an alternative to trying to bring both parties together to make a little bit more common sense, if you will? Jim Brown here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com, and we'll come back to this professor and talk about third parties a little bit. Got a lot more to talk about, too, the flu season. Some new books out, so stay with us, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
With all the gridlock in Washington, with the Democrats and the Republicans both at each other's throats, isn't there some alternative that make them work together or give voters some choices? There's been some talk in the past about a third party. There's an organization called None of the Above. It's a nonpartisan organization based in Colorado that identifies and provides solutions for dysfunctional and polarization in the American political system. Boy, do we have that today. We got on the line with us right now Professor Nemirovsky, who is Steve Nemirovsky, who is a professor out at UCLA. He's been a lobbyist, college professor, and written extensively about third parties and wants to get his take on this. Hey there, Professor. Good to talk to you today.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine, fine. Give me a little thought about, there's been some talk about this third party movement for some time. You've been very involved in it, based out of Colorado. But it seems like we put these roadblocks up to where the two political parties control the agenda, and we seem to be, our third party efforts seem to be at the presidential level. You take a different slack, though. You think it should be done from the ground up. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest problems is that you don't start at the top and go for president of the United States right off the bat. Among other things, even if you won, you can't be effective because you don't have an organization around you. You've got to start at a much lower level and build up, as you said.
Well, but how do you do that? Now, we've got independents. We've got several independents in the U.S. Senate, in Congress, and I assume there's a number of independents and legislators across the country. Do they just make that call on their own? Do they get any support? How do you become an effective candidate as an independent?
Well, the theory is a rather simple one. I know you were in the legislature. Let's say you have a legislative body that's got 100 members, and it's split 52-48, you know, 54-46, whatever it is. What that basically says is you have a third party that would capture 2, 3, or 4 seats. You get to the point where neither other party has a majority anymore. And when neither of the other parties has a majority, that puts the third party in play. And that allows them to rebalance the system. It's not a complicated theory. And I think you can accomplish that much better at state or local level, where you can manage the election cycles much better, you can target the resources much better, and probably get that result. If you need it, like, well, right now in the United States Senate, you could get to the same result if you had 3 independent seats. And then neither party would have a majority in the U.S. Senate. But those Senate races could cost, you know, $50 to $100 million. The way they get fought right now is very difficult. And then I just don't think they could govern effectively. But if you applied the same theory at the local level, the state level, then I think you could accomplish something. Similarly, winning at this level, and I'm talking about, the next step is you actually have to govern effectively. So you have to produce results. One thing to win the election, but then you have to produce results. I still think that would be too hard at the U.S. Senate, given the filibusters and everything else they have to deal with. So for all those reasons, I think you start local and then you produce results.
Well, of course, you've got to get good candidates. Just because you're third party doesn't mean you're going to broker a reasonable deal, I suppose. Tell us about your organization. Does none of the above take an active role in trying to recruit candidates around the country?
No, none of the above is actually more of an educational approach. We're trying to create a roadmap that others can learn from. So none of the above does 2 things. We try and educate people on what's being done around the country to break the cycle of dysfunction. Because there's a lot of groups that are out there, whether they're trying to attack campaign finance reform, whether they're trying to change redistricting, and I know redistricting is something you've written about. And we give them a voice, and we tell people, if you want to get involved in how you change the system, how you break the cycle of dysfunction, here's where you go to join some great organizations and try and make a difference. So that's one level of education we do. And then I've actually written some books. They're written as novels, but they're educational books to provide a roadmap to people to say, if you want to do this third-party thing, here's a roadmap for how you would get there.
And you can read all the information about the professor at noneoftheabove.us. Is that the best site to go to, Steve?
Noneoftheabove.us is the website. And then the books could be found at thirdparty.today. Thirdparty.today. Thanks for the commercial. Appreciate it.
All right. No, good.
Steve, Leo Honeycutt, we always wind up in the same circle. We're going back, and you have to bring up follow the money. And I know people on both sides support both candidates to make sure that they back the winner. But it is interesting when you go back to the elections in the 19th century, such as the 1860 election that we saw Abraham Lincoln elected in, you had 5 candidates on the ballot. 5. And somehow down through the years, we've just consolidated it all the way down to 2, so it becomes a fight between the Democrat and the Republican. Is there any way to change that back to where we have a better choice?
Well, one of the things I write about and talk about is what I call the incumbency protection effort, and you alluded to that earlier, that the people who have been sitting in office for a while have put themselves in a place where they're the only ones that can win. So that you've got the campaign finance, and they've set up the campaign finance rules, right? Then you have redistricting, and again, you've written about it. Who does the redistricting? The sitting legislature. So the people, as you said, the people are choosing who they're going to represent, not the other way around. Then you have what you just talked about, the ballot access requirements. They make it incredibly difficult for anybody other than the 2 formal parties to get on the ballot. And then finally, there's a lot of voting restrictions that come into place where they've tried to break the system so that their voters can get to the polls and not necessarily others. So when you combine all 4 of those elements, It's incredibly difficult. So the part of the third party notion is this. How do you break that cycle of incumbency, and how do you get to the table to make the legislative changes you need if you're not electing people? Because the current people aren't changing that system. They like that system. They keep getting reelected.
Right.
Even in the most turbulent of times, sitting incumbents are getting reelected at the 90 to 95% level.
Steve, this is Rhonna Gray. I wanted to ask a question from a perspective of the anniversary of the Women's March, and there's such a push for more women to run for office at the local level. And a lot of the themes that you're talking about in None of the Above are being echoed there, I think, about this is where you address the gerrymandering, this is where you make campaign finance fair. Do you see any correlation with this, with the None of the Above movement? Do you see more women maybe running as independents or third parties, or are they falling into the two-party system?
Right now, I think they're falling into the two-party system because, quite frankly, that's the easiest thing to do. But if you look at the Tea Party movement, there were a bunch of women that stepped up at that time to run. But the Tea Party, for whatever reason, decided they wanted to live within the confines of the Republican Party. The same thing's happening now in the Democratic Party, where they have the progressive movement, and that's really where the action's been. You know, Bernie Sanders ignited a lot of people to get involved in the political process to try and make change, but they're staying within the confines of the party. I've written to suggest that if the progressives are serious, they should not make the mistakes the Tea Party made, and they should look to set up their own party. Just so you'll know here, I have my own political views, but when I write about this stuff, it's non-ideological. It's just a theory about how we need one or two more parties to rebalance the system. So I'm not bringing an ideology here. I think anybody that wants to step up and create a third party will help rebalance the system. So right now, I think the action would be on the progressive side. I'm also with you on the thing about women. I've written about it. I've had people on my television show. I think another important part of rebalancing the system is to have more women reelected. If nothing else, we don't have any stability in government right now. I think you would change the tone, and that alone might go along.
Good point.
Well, Steve, good point. We're glad to have you on the show. His website is noneoftheabove.us. Professor Steve Nemirovsky out at UCLA, glad to have you on the show. Good luck, Steve. We look forward to having you back again in the future. You got a big mountain to climb, but we wish you every success, and thanks for being on our show with us today.
Thanks, Jim. Always happy to join you.
All right, take care. We'll freshen up our coffee, come right back to make some more Common Sense.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Lively show here today with Roger Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. You know, I'm feeling a little better. I've had a tough month. I didn't actually get the flu, but it just seems like my resistance was down. I didn't sleep as well. I didn't have any energy. Still don't have as much energy as I normally do. But productivity wise, this flu bug has really caused a huge amount of damage. Down where we live in the South, where it's supposed to be a little warmer, you can imagine what it is. And by the way, in Fairbanks, Alaska, as we speak, it's 27 degrees below zero. We've got people huddled in front of their fire, listening to the Common Sense Show, saying,
yep, right on.
So our hearts go out to you folks. On the other hand, look, that's the lifestyle you chose. You know how to deal with it. Well, no, you know, but
that makes them feel good.
Well, no, but they know how to deal with it. They bundle up. It's a different world. You know, light bulbs, if you've got light bulbs in many parts of Alaska, they are a different kind of light bulb. They're created to reflect almost like sunlight, so you feel like you're in sunlight.
Right.
So those folks are very hardy people, and I'm surprised we get emails and commentary from our friends up in Fairbanks. And I think Fairbanks is the furthest you can go in the United States on a commercial air flight. You can't go any further north till you go on up to Prudhoe Bay in the North Pole. But anyway, I just thought
it might be harder for that flu virus to survive up there, too.
That's right.
They might be a lot healthier than us.
Well, we keep chasing the flu virus with a vaccine, and what happens is it mutates, and so it becomes much stronger. So the vaccine doesn't work, so then we have to strengthen it. Then, you know, it's just a vicious cycle. So we keep trying to chase something that's going to change.
Well, here are some things, because you're going to be fighting this. You know, this is, look, we're in January, for God's sakes. We're going to be fighting this thing for months. Here's a few tips for you that some people are saying carry germs that could cause you the virus. One of the worst things is airplane food trays and seat pockets. The bad news for planes, they've got these quick turnarounds, and these nasty bugs can last for days. you know, down in, on the food tray, the bottom of the food tray, they kind of quickly wipe them off. And the seat, those pockets, you know, in front of you.
Yeah.
Man, don't stick your hand down there. It's terrible. How about office coffee stations and water coolers? You know, you all want to fill up, hey, let's drink some water. That's healthy for you. So you hit the button. But whose hand has been on that water cooler just before you? Subway turnstiles and bus ticket machines. Terrible place, you, those of you in bigger cities, to touch. I mean, take a wipe or a napkin or take the your sleeve off your coat if you have to. Do something, but don't hit those subway turnstiles.
What about laptops and keyboards?
Well, it depends on who, if it's yours, I mean, I guess it depends on who you're using. That would be a point, especially if you're sharing it with somebody else. I agree with you. Liquid soap in washrooms. You go hit the liquid soap button, now you think the soap's coming out, but the plastic thing you're hitting is full of somebody else's germs along those lines. Aisle seats in planes, trains, and theaters. Worst thing you can do, the number of people that put their hand on the seat as they're walking in the seat in the, into the theater, mm-hmm. You put your hand, you kind of walk on in, then you come along and touch it, you're picking up somebody else's germs. Salt and pepper shakers in a restaurant or any kind of a public place. Terrible thing to pick up. Exercise equipment at the gym.
I'll bet.
You know, you're supposed to wipe down your stuff, but people don't wipe those things down.
Good. Now I've got another good reason not to go.
You know what I'm really worried about?
What's that?
Microphones.
Oh, right.
Close to your microphone.
On the Common Sense Radio Show. Well, look, you got your own microphone, young lady, so it's your microphone, so there's germs on there.
And
germs
headsets.
Are mine.
And I make sure that you and Leo don't get near it, so
right,
I think I'm
go.
Fine.
That's right.
You know, what I really like is flying, and somebody, you got four people on there sneezing.
Right.
You know, you're cooped up at 30,000 feet with four people on the plane, and, you know, They're recycling.
After
recycling
that, you want to run by stock in the antibacterial spray,
right,
and hand wipes and all,
right,
after hearing that list.
And you see these guys who are walking around, ladies wearing these masks, you know, and I think, oh, how goofy it is. But actually, in this day and time, it probably makes pretty good sense in terms of what you're breathing.
Well, they're handing them out in doctor's offices because that's where the sick people are coming to,
right,
get seen.
Right.
And so they're handing them out everywhere in the doctor's office's lobby so you can...
And you know, and when I've had to sneeze on an airplane, I mean, think about it. You're crammed into a space that's like one cubic foot. Everybody's shoulder to shoulder in there. You can't turn to a place. You can't roll the window down.
Right.
You're just right. You have to sneeze right there.
Did they all look at you?
Well, of course.
That's right. But you know, you take take my little grandson to the doctor's office, and he was sneezing. And has some kind of an infection. Well, so did all the other kids. But, Ron, as you just said, those kids are putting their hands on every little play toy and every piece of furniture. And if you touch any of that, you're going to pick it up. And you just got to be so defensive to get us through the next couple of months.
Well, I heard on the news yesterday, example, Missouri. The state of Missouri is one of the fastest growing flu states for number of cases. Last year, they had 6,000 reported cases of the flu. They are currently at 40,000.
Good gosh.
Reported.
In Missouri,
which is not
wonder
a
what
huge
what's so
state.
Unique.
Oh, they need to stop saying show me.
Right.
Wonder what's so unique up there. You
I don't know, but it's shocking that it would be that many more.
You know, I'm going. I looked at my calendar last night. And I checked off the dates for my 60th high school class reunion.
Get out of here.
Coming up, 1958 is when I graduated
what?
From Duke High School in St. Louis, Missouri, since you're talking about the Show Me State. And I'm going to my class reunion. I think we have about 40% of the class still living, I think, today. 40, maybe a little under half.
Good Lord.
But and I've stayed in touch with a lot of my class. Pretty much have gotten older. We've got a, you know, our high school's got a website, our own website. It's a reunion website.
Oh.
And everybody posts pictures up there, what they're doing with them and their family. And so, but 60 years ago, unbelievable how time flies. And I'm going back to my high school classroom.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Mine's 40 years ago, and I can't recognize half of them. I mean, truthfully.
Right.
Truthfully, when you see them on the street, it's like, wait, you're
slightly familiar.
Yeah. Right.
You're Mary Lou?
Yeah, it's like, what?
How about this up in Georgetown University? Georgetown University, a Jesuit, wonderful college up in Washington, the Washington, D.C. area, up in Georgetown. They had slaves 200 years ago. The Jesuits actually had slaves. In fact, they sold slaves to generate the money to keep the school open.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And so now the descendants of those slaves are saying, you need to make reparation. You need to pay us because of what you did to our great-grandfather or great-grandmother. We need to be paid. You need to make reparations. You've got a big endowment. You kept the school going off our effort. Do you think that it was a terrible thing to do? The Jesuits should be terribly ashamed by it. Should the Jesuits take out of their endowment money to pay today's kids in reparation for what happened 175 years ago? Leo, what do you think?
Well, that's right. Lob the grenade over into my foxhole. Unless you're directly affected, I think that's a really slippery slope to start doing things like that.
I thought one of the gestures they made, which seemed to be a good one to me, was to offer a free education at Georgetown to some of these
which makes sense. That's good.
And
give scholarships.
Give scholarships, no tuition. And some of these, and there are a lot of these descendants in Louisiana. This is one of the places they were sold to. And what an opportunity to go to Georgetown University and get that quality of education. There's some kids here who would never be able to afford that.
I can see that. I don't outright reparations given just to families who are distantly related. But I think that a scholarship program, because it is a real blight on the Jesuits and on Georgetown. Catholic Church is having a tough time. Did you see that the Pope, of all people, went down to Chile and said that some of the alleged victims of pedophile priests are being too hard on the priests? That they should, I didn't understand that. And he stirred up quite a firestorm, hadn't he?
Well, there's a bishop down there that they want him to denounce, and he said, there's no proof. Well, what proof is there in these cases other than the statements made by a victim? That's all he's got to go on.
That's a tough one. That's
a tough
situation. Because the Pope has been so beloved, and now all of a sudden there's this fire story, and he actually has been very sympathetic to victims.
And put
a commission together on that very issue. And so maybe we're not getting the whole story. And I don't know what the proof is, but certainly there should be some level of proof, not just, it ought to be looked into. But something we'll talk about some more. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour. We're going to come up back after the top of the hour. Got lots to talk about here with you. Such a lively day today. Going to talk about the government shutdown itself. Got some new novels you might want to read and many more issues. Our website, RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
When you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.